So, welcome everybody to the first ever Level 1 podcast. My name is Turk. You might have seen me post some stuff on the website. I am one of the admins and one of the co-creators of the website. And I'd like to introduce to you my good buddy and the co-creator of Level 1, Remdog. Say hi to everybody.
What he said. Everything. What he said. I mean, I can get on to me later.
So, basically, this is going to be a bit of a test podcast. It's nothing serious, but they're just, do an introduction and try to test the waters of podcasting and stuff like that. So thank you for bearing with us. The first thing we wanted to talk about news is the Xbox 360's new motion sensing camera, is it? What is it?
Yeah, and it is motion sensing camera. They keep showing the peripheral with the controller, but and what they showed, this video going around with a CES 2008 where they're using some sort of tech with the thing. And they're punching around. That actually looks pretty good, but there's no actual control with that. So I don't know if they're introducing something new or it's just the camera. But what I've seen, not bad. Late in the game in terms of motion sensing, anything is concerned, but better late than never. I mean, if they're gonna do it.
Yeah, is it like, you want to ask the question, are they copying off Nintendo or is it really truly their own? Like, is it, what are they gonna bring new to the table? Well, I guess I want to ask.
You gotta ask yourself this, with PS3s are promising and the much success motion sensor they have in their controller. I mean, you can get like a laugh if you want to.
Talking about six axis?
It's amazing. I mean, Layer did very well. I don't know if you saw that, but it was one of the most anticipated games of the year. And it was quite amazing. I mean, no, seriously, it's just, it doesn't matter at this point. Everybody thinks that PlayStation at some point saw Nintendo and they went, we kind of got to do it. And no one knows the full story on that.
Right,
but
right,
I mean,
right.
It looked kind of half-assed from the beginning.
So what, are you thinking that Microsoft is bringing something new to the table with this, or are they just kind of following in Sony's footsteps and copying?
I mean, they better. They came out with the original camera, and the
That's
camera
true.
Doesn't do anything. Like, it
Isn't
does,
there,
like
one game for that camera, or, like, two games?
Yeah, sweetie, I think there's one game for the camera.
It came out, like, 2 years
and
ago?
And it was awful. The most I've used with that camera is making my own gamer picks, which I still can make a gamer pick and laugh at people. Like, you can't make a gamer pick. Go buy your 80 cents, freak it or whatever, 80 gamer point gamer picks and stuff. So, that's worth purchase.
All right, so, it's interesting that Microsoft, is most likely going to announce this. This is still a rumor. You want to take this with a grain of salt, but pretty much everyone on the internet, every game site's talking about it. So it's pretty much looking that it's confirmed that they're going to announce it in the coming weeks and
E3. There's a lot of pictures and stuff. This thing's going around, but Photoshop is heavy now. I can Photoshop anything.
Pretty much.
That's definitely a possibility to be shopped or whatever.
Yeah, so we're just going to have to wait and see. The other big news is Kojima's new announcement, or they're announcing an announcement.
Yeah, which is, I think, supposed to be Monday, because we are actually speaking on the 16th, so we are waiting, another 2 days to find out what it is. I love the little comments online talking about the cloud is a face.
Yes.
It's Metal Gear Solid's face. It's definitely Snake right there. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
But what do you think it is? What do you want it to be about that?
What I think it is? I think it is Metal Gear Solid for the 360, and it's going to own all. No, I don't think it's that. That is not going to come out.
Never going to happen. Never going to happen.
I would love it, because I have it for the PS3. I will not touch the damn thing. I don't know. Call me an achievement whore, whatever. I do the whole thing with liking achievements and stuff. I kind of just... The game I heard, it's not 100% there. It not in the online aspect, at least. I don't know. But
well, all right. So, do you think? What do you think it's gonna be then?
Hopefully, it's something with Zone of Enders. I don't know. I've been a fan of that. Part one was pretty good. Part two did it for me. And he's done nothing to the series yet. Anything else, I wouldn't know what it is anyway. So
you associate Zone of the Enders with a grass field, stormy clouds.
Yeah, like everyone else associates a sky, a cloud face, with snake. Why not? I'll be one of those crazy people walking around the internet claiming something that doesn't exist.
All right, but in all seriousness, it could be anything. There's speculation, but who knows? Do I think it's going to be Metal Gear Solid 5? You know, the Metal Gear Solid series is bringing them a lot of money, so
I
don't
see... Is it a year later or is it 2 years later? It's a year later, right?
It'd be about a year later, yeah.
In the original Metal Gear Solid? Yeah, I don't know, about a year later, they're going to announce the next Metal Gear Solid for the same system.
Maybe not a Metal Gear Solid 5, but perhaps like a new Metal Gear Solid for the PS3.
I mean, unless Konami thinks they're Square Enix and they want to announce 4 Final Fantasies at the same time. Make all of them within a spread of 10 years. I mean, they like doing that. Final Fantasy 13 versus...
I mean, everybody's got to do what they got to do, I mean, nowadays. So, I mean, so we'll see. We'll see on Monday. We'll definitely post it on Level 1 homepage. You'll hear it on our website.
No, so we'll give you our impressions then.
Yeah, we'll definitely give you our impressions. And hey, if it's Zone of the Enders 3, Remdog will definitely...
A lot of people owe me money. Yeah. A lot of people. I mean, I made lots of bets.
Right.
If not, I will lose my legs. But it's fine.
Okay, so the other thing we wanted to talk about is Bionic Commando. Now, I'm sure many of you who have Xbox Live Arcade... have downloaded the demo, and I'm sure you have plenty of things to say about it.
Well, it's on Xbox Live. The arcade is the arcade version.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's the Xbox Live version. I mean, I downloaded it. Did you download it?
Yeah, I downloaded it. I played it a couple of times. It's okay. What were your impressions?
It's not bad. I mean, you can definitely tell it's one of those things where they strip down the elements so they can fit as much as possible in terms of, you know, I mean, the speed and stuff of the game from the single player. And the single player is what's pretty much selling the game. Mm-hmm. So the multiplayer is, like, on its own, like, hopefully it's not, like, a whole tacked on thing. Because, I mean, I was kind of taken in the sense of it should be, like, a Lost Planet.
Right.
It feels and everything. But Lost Planet looks like Lost Planet. Online and offline.
Right, exactly.
And this doesn't look like that. This looks like, you know what I mean, other games
that
just...
Yeah, I want to be a character who has dreadlocks and that crazy bionic arm, and these guys just don't look like that.
No, they look... They just look like drone soldiers and stuff like that.
But as far as controls go, I mean, I'm pretty sure the controls are going to be pretty much the same in the single player, and I gotta say, the controls are... They could use some tightening up. I mean, maybe that was just me, but...
Yeah, I got used to the controls, but, I mean, in this aspect, in these kinds of segments and stuff, if you ever ask me for the controls, I pretty much adjust the controls. If you ever hear me, you know, man, that's a warning to everybody. If you ever hear me talk about controls are bad, you should stay away from the game. If I can't adjust to a control of the game, it's a pretty bad scene. So, on that note.
Right. Gotcha. As far as, one other topic that we wanted to talk about, a little bit of controversy around this thing.
It's hard to speak of.
Right. Is Wii Motion Plus. Everyone's talking about it, not. And
that's your favorite, right?
It's slated for, I believe, early July release, but not much talking about it.
I love how Nintendo, they are advocates, the best of the best, at releasing tech, a year and a half later from the initial whatever they talked about. And people, it's like a back burner. People are like, oh, it's whatever. Oh, Wii Motion Plus. Oh, yeah. They talked about that, like a year ago. Like, I don't understand where that comes from.
Right. And from what I understand, there's going to be 2 or 3 games that are going to be released with Wii Motion Plus. And they're all going to be either sports games, like tennis games or golf games. So obviously the core gamers are not exactly going to be, you know, flocking to getting this piece of hardware when it's
initially released. You know what I love about the whole Wii Motion Plus? I remember, you know, me watching the E3 of 2008. And I was like, you know, whatever with the Nintendo's press conference, I wanted to see what they announced new and stuff like that. And I remember talking about the Shawn White. And when they presented this Wii Motion Plus, I was like, oh, Wii Motion Plus. I'm like, okay. And then they started demonstrating, oh, because you can have all this degree of turning and everything. And then something dawned on me. I didn't know that the Wii can't do that. I didn't know that the Wii wasn't capable of putting off but this full motion of me turning the controller and my hand turned.
Yeah.
I thought the system could already do that. Thank you for telling me something that does not exist in the system already. Now I need another add-on to turn my hand another 20 degrees.
I mean, you actually
look cooler.
You actually brought up a pretty good point. I mean, this thing is going to be $20 on its own. So you add that $20 onto the $40 Wiimote and to the $20 nunchuck, which you are going to be able to plug in with Wii Motion Plus, and you got yourself an $80 controller. There is going to be a kind of a bundle pack when Wii Sports Resort 2 comes out, and it's going to be bundled in with the Wii Motion Plus for $50. So you get to pay $50 for the sequel to a tech demo, basically, and this new piece of hardware. So, do I think Nintendo is going to make a lot of money off of it? Of course they are. They're going to advertise that thing like crazy.
They're going to sell it to old ladies in retirement homes that want to use it as like a bookmark for their anime, for their novels and stuff. Has nothing to do with Nintendo. They will buy it. They will somehow find a way to sell this thing to useless. Uselessness.
But, we could rag on Nintendo all we want, but, you know, I'll give it to them. They really found their niche market, and they're just, like, they're really caking it right now. I mean, last generation, they were in dead last. You know,
The DS was, like, still making money.
Yeah, but
it was laughed off in the beginning, but, I mean, that laugh ended quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. I mean, they pretty much demolished PSP, which was supposed to pretty much at least take 50% of its market share, which it didn't. Did it end up taking like 5%, 10% maybe?
I think Game Boy Advance still.
Yeah, Game Boy Advance is selling more copies right now than PSPs.
I don't even know what the number is.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll give it to Nintendo. They really found their niche market, and I my hat's off to anyone who can do that. So
I want a Wii HD. I want that very soon. I'm sick of looking at very, very polygon Smash Brothers on my very nice TV.
Well, I mean, some people were speculating that they might be like kind of a Wii upgrade or something like that with like a hard drive involved or something. But these are very loose rumors, but...
Yeah, no, they're not.
They're most likely not going to happen. As far as Nintendo talking about, you know, new stuff this E3, your guess is as good as mine. I really don't know what they're going to show off. I hope it's going to be a new Zelda game. I hope there's going to be a new F-Zero. I hope there's going to be a new Star Fox. But Nintendo has been pretty dry last year. So hopefully this 2008 going into 2009 was kind of like a year off. And they're going to get back to making some core games.
Game at E3 2008. Not successful.
Wii Music, I don't need to say anymore.
I guess the other topic that we want to talk about, you know, I mean, what's kind of getting hot right now is this PS3 Slim.
Ah, yes, you're talking about the PS3 Slim. Well, you want to talk about that? Well, what exactly is this thing? Just in case people haven't heard about it yet.
I found the link. I will post this on, you know, I mean, on the website. And it is like... It almost looks like half the size of the PS3. It's fully working. And the best part about that is not a PS3. I don't know where this rumor came up online about, you know what I mean, the actual item I will show you. But it's basically a smaller PS3 that's made from a Japanese company. It's called the Fun Station. You need to see this because it is really funny. Like... how much of a copy it is, but it's nothing. It's like a plastic 2-cent toy. I don't know, from like a bodega in the corner.
Right. I mean, a lot of people, I mean, this story came up about like 3-4 days ago, and obviously it was a very big rumor. Nothing was confirmed about the story, and as of right now, it's looking like just like that. It's just a rumor, and most likely Sony is not going to announce a slim PS3.
Well, it's still possible,
but
if anyone's gonna make a slim anything, it's them.
I mean, it would definitely help their sales a little bit, you know, increase their sales. But I have two points to make. One, how are they going to get that crazy hardware under the hood into a slim, you know, package? You know, according to them, the PS3 is meant to last 10 years. I don't know about 10 years of technology being slimmed down into that little thing, okay, including the Blu-ray player. So, I don't know, I'm a little skeptical if that's even possible at this point.
The Blu-ray players are made pretty small now. I mean, you're talking about a couple of years later, and they're making these things...
Right, I mean...
By the handful.
But that's another aspect. I mean, it's only been a couple of years. I mean, if you look back, the original PlayStation 1 wasn't redesigned after 5 years. The original, the PS2 wasn't redesigned after 4 years. So now, I guess if you want to follow the pattern, the PS3 is being redesigned after 3 years. I'm not sure what that says about the PS4 and 5.
Yeah.
If there even is going to be one, they're going to start, like, you know, redesigning, you know, their consoles every year.
Redesign.
Exactly.
The system is on, you know, right now, which they did with their controller. It's not like
they did with the controller. They're talking about a new PSP, like a slide-up PSP. I'm sure you've seen it on our website. We talked about it.
That was a concept, though.
It's a concept, but it's more than likely that it's going to look like that. We'll definitely see in the coming weeks in E3. E3 is going to definitely be big this year.
Yeah,
I could tell right now, so... Definitely.
But anybody wants to send me right now.
Yes, yes. We'll if you get any tickets, tell us. We will go. We will work for you. We will tirelessly interview and report and research.
I will go up to wherever it is in California that's the highest mountain and yell out your name or hold out a banner for at least 10 seconds, because that's all it's worth. But yes. That's what we'll do.
Right. Okay, so I guess that's pretty much a wrap. Did we miss any topics for this time?
Right now, this is all right.
All right,
this
is so...
not bad. This is us saying hi to everyone.
Yes, we're saying hi. Hello, level one users. Hopefully, this will be a weekly thing. If not, maybe like every 2 weeks or something.
A bi-weekly
thing, you know? So definitely we will keep in touch. We will give you posts on, you know, when the next podcast is coming up. We thank you for listening.
Check out our features too. We're gonna have very exclusive features that, you know what I mean, is only directed from our site. I mean, stay tuned for a lot of things that's gonna come up.
Right.
It's gonna be a lot of custom, you know what I mean, things.
Yes, we're gonna have a lot of reasons on the website for you to come. And, you know, just hang out.
That's what she
hang
said.
Out on the... Yes, right. Yeah. This is going to be... We're going to try to keep this a PG podcast, but who knows? We might start getting a little risque.
Fuck that.
Yeah, right. All right, and there you go. This is officially a non-family-friendly podcast. On that note, we thank you for listening, and hope you enjoyed, and hope to see you soon.
Take care.
Take care.